And I will give you one other little tidbit here when it comes to making money. There are two ways to make money. One is you earn money, which means you go out and make money. Your effort makes you money. Nothing wrong with that. It can be incredibly pleasurable, lots of fun, and those are the people that are really having a great time. However, there is a limit to the amount of time and effort you can do each day, which means when you are earning money based on your own efforts, even in a business of your own or your own company, because let's say you have your own company trading, or let's say you have your own company as a restaurant, or let's say you have your own company doing a service, such as an accounting firm that's your own business, and you're doing a service, these companies require your effort to earn money. So when you're earning money based on your own efforts, your money is limited to a degree. So what some people do is they what's called duplicate their efforts. If they have an accounting business and there's a one-man accounting firm, they're their own business, they decide to hire some additional accountants. And therefore, they're duplicating your efforts. So those are the two ways in business when you're earning money. The other way is rather than you earn money, the other method is when money is working for you. Instead of you working for money, money is working for you. This is basic investing. This is when you have money and you put money into a business, and without your efforts, that money begins to grow. Or you have money in some type of investment vehicle where that money each month gives you more money. That is how super wealth has been created. Now, a lot of you aren't at the super wealth mindset yet. You just want to make some money. But I'm just giving you this little tidbit because if I can plant this seed right now, this could be a desire. And even though it may not be a desire that you think about all the time or most of the time, it could be a desire that you begin to think about little by little. Of I want to be at a place where I don't have to work. I don't want to be at a place where my money is giving me an income of $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month. My money is working for me, and now I have complete financial freedom. And then I can start doing all types of different things. Travel, I can look at new businesses, I can learn how to paint, I can do all these different things. So maybe I'm planting that seed right now. So you start transmitting that thought process. This is how it works. And then later, that will become a reality for some of you. So that's the first concept. A couple basic concepts you want to consider. None of these are required. But here are some things to consider. And the reason I'm giving them to you is I'm planting seeds. This is why last night somebody said, what the heck did you do to us? We are feeling so empowered and so confident and so fantastic because I'm in this lecture, what you don't know is I'm using certain language patterns, which is putting embedded commands for you to consider, planting seeds, if you will, so that you start thinking about them in a positive way. I'm giving you a lot of positive things to think about. I'm planting a lot of seeds, doing it on purpose. There are a lot of techniques that I'm employing. And these thoughts are beginning to germinate in many of you, and you're beginning to think about it just a little. But as you think about it just a little, your brain is putting out that vibration, which is causing an attraction of more like thoughts. And these thoughts feel really good. Because the thought I'm giving you feels good, therefore like feeling thoughts come in, and they begin to build up, which is why the more you listen to these CDs over and over and over and over and over and over again, and the other CDs that we're going to recommend, and the more books that I recommend, if you become part of the Global Information Network and get the CDs every month and the books every month, if you purchase some of the other CD packages that we have that I'm going to suggest, or come to some of these other seminars, it begins, we're planting so many seeds and getting your brain working almost on autopilot. You're beginning to attract more like-minded thoughts. So I'm going to give you a couple things to consider here. A couple concepts that will help you in terms of wealth creation, making money. One, there should be a focus as one of your chief aims, something that you're focusing on, of getting out of debt. Now, there's a difference between debt and credit. Debt is bad, credit is good. Debt is basically owing lots of money that has been borrowed on depreciating assets or no assets at all. Basically, what it means is you buy a car and you're paying on that car. And every year the car becomes less value. It goes down in value, but you keep paying on it. So you basically bought something, borrowed money, and every year what you purchased goes down in value, but you keep paying on it and you're paying interest. Credit card debt is debt. A home mortgage is not debt, that's credit, because you purchase an appreciating asset. So credit is good, debts are bad. Ideally, in order to free up the flow of energy, and this is how energy flows when it comes to money, your thought process will flow much easier when you have reduced your debt and you're on the way out of debt and you're only using credit. All the thoughts flow easier and energy around money flows easier. So an objective or a goal should be to reduce or get out of debt. And you can go to a website called debtcures.com. And there are a lot of other good websites and books on debt reduction and techniques on how to reduce debt. But debtcures.com has a very good, some good books on there and different materials. So consider getting out of debt. And you all can get out of debt. You all can reduce your debt. You can reduce your debt by simply using this technique. Saying, I want to be debt-free. Don't say, I want to get out of debt, because you're focusing on debt. Say, I want to have no bills. I want to be debt-free. Next, you should consider starting right now saving 10% of what you earn. Just take 10% off the top of whatever you get and put it away in a savings account. You can put it in any type of investment vehicle. You can just put it in a savings account. You can use that money and buy gold or silver and just put that in a safe. You can use that money and just put it in a savings account and once every 3 months, go and just buy some stocks or bonds and just keep it in an investment account. But just start shoveling away 10% and never touch it. This also frees up energy, because it starts to increase your level of belief on the fact that you could start accumulating a net worth and some wealth. This little technique dramatically changes the way you think. It is very powerful. Start saving 10%. Next, you want to reduce how much taxes you pay. How do you do that? Well, first off, if you do form a corporation, you can reduce taxes in many cases. So you want to look at how much taxes you're paying and reduce the amount of taxes you pay. Because whatever you save in taxes is real cash in your hand that you can use to create more money. Next is you want to reduce your insurance premiums. If you were to just sit down and look at all the insurance premiums you pay, review your policies, and start doing some shopping, every one of you can dramatically save money on your insurance premiums. And all of your insurance premiums